So Macquarie perch were a hugely abundant species, particularly in the slopes and upland regions, and probably the most abundant fish in those sort of areas. And now are obviously listed as endangered and are very rare. There's only five populations left in New South Wales. So they're really in danger of becoming extinct and locally extinct, as they have done in many other areas, including the Macquarie catchment, where they got their name from. So there's no longer any Macquarie perch within the Macquarie catchment. And so we're trying to stop them becoming locally extinct in some of these other catchments as well.
The name of this spot really says it all. We're on a stretch of the Retreat River in the Abercrombie National Park near Oberon in the central west of New South Wales. Hello, I'm Melanie Pearce, and it's here that Luke Pearce and the team from the Macquarie Perch Refuge Project hopes to save a fish species. They've retreated to the Retreat River to set up a safe haven, a sort of Noah's Ark to breed up populations of the endangered Macquarie perch, safely isolated from the introduced predator fish, the European redfin perch, and the deadly virus it carries.
These fish have been released here to protect them from the redfin perch, which is an invasive introduced species, which is a highly predatory species and has been shown to have really significant impacts on Macquarie perch populations. And they've only recently invaded the Abercrombie catchment, which is where this river flows into, and potentially could wipe out the native population in that river itself. So we've tried to establish a population in this Retreat River, which is above a set of waterfalls that the redfin won't be able to swim up. And so therefore this population, if we can establish it, should be safe from the impacts of those redfin. So it's sort of a refuge population, kind of like a Noah's Ark we're trying to establish to try and save this species from the impacts of redfin potentially could have on the population in the Abercrombie River.
The Macquarie Perch Refuge Project goes back to 2008, when scientists first drew up the battle plan to save the fish. They gathered specimens from the Abercrombie River and took them to the Department of Primary Industries Fisheries Research Centre in Narrandra to set up a captive breeding program. Luke Pearce and the team are keen to discover if their sanctuary project is working and the fingerlings they released into the Retreat River 5 years ago are successfully breeding up new generations of Macquarie perch.
The fish that we started breeding for them were originally collected in 2008, and we started and they weren't mature fish, so we had to wait a couple of years before they actually reached sexual maturity. And then we've been breeding from those for a number of years now, and we've actually had three stockings of this particular site, so I've had three successful breeding events. And that's quite unique because Macquarie perch have historically been very difficult to breed in a captive environment. So hopefully now that those fish that we've stocked in here have reached sexual maturity, we'll try and establish if they're actually breeding in their new environment. So we're trying today to hopefully catch some juveniles or some young of the year fish that, you know, have hopefully been bred here in the wild. So if we catch fish that are smaller or younger than the fish that we've actually stocked in here, then we know we're starting to they're successfully breeding, which is the next step in the sort of process of establishing a population here.
Describe this process that you've got. So you've got big electric packs on your back and long poles with nets and rings on the end. What is this equipment?
Yeah, so basically what we're using here today to sample the fish, well, one of the methods we're using is called an electrofisher, a backpack electrofisher. So we've got a backpack on that contains some batteries and a transformer and like you said, a long pole with a ring on it, which is the anode, and then a long wire tail, which is the cathode. And they sort of are a bit like the two ends of a battery, I suppose. And what happens is an electric current passes from one to the other and sets up an electric field around each of those bits of metal. And then if the fish swim into that, or we pass that that apparatus near the fish, then they actually get an electric current through their body, which immobilizes them and allows us to net them and capture them while they're stunned, and then actually measure them and weigh them and record what we catch, and then they recover and we let them go back into where we caught them again from.
You want a bigger bucket?
The Macquarie Perch Refuge Project brings together staff from DPI Fisheries, the National Park Service, and some very proactive local angling groups who are keen to see this native fish back in its natural environment.
My name's Peter Borum and I'm part of the Central Acclimatisation Society.
You're a passionate fisherman, but you're also very concerned about preserving native fish stocks. Why?
Oh, basically, I suppose back in the 70s when I saw the Macquarie perch down here, always used to come down and catch them, and I've realised now that changing weather conditions and everything else, and river conditions, that we've got to sort of look after these fish that potentially can one day be endangered.
Now, you won't be allowed to fish these fish. These are part of a scientific program. Why, as a fisherman, get involved in this?
Well, I guess being a fisherman, we just like fish. So if there's fish out there and they're endangered or they're in problems or something like that, well, you know, obviously we're very keen to make sure that they do, you know, survive and they're still always around. We don't actually want to get rid of all the fish and catch them and everything else, but we want to make sure that there's always fish about.
I'm Cole Gordon, Vice President of the Sofala Branch of CAS. I suppose I first started fishing out in this area in the mid-70s.
Did you used to catch and see a lot of Macquarie perch in those times?
They used to be quite frequent in our catches, yeah. They weren't as abundant as the trout used to be, but most definitely you'd always encounter Macquarie perch in, while you're fishing for trout, yeah.
When did you become aware that there was a bit of a problem, they were getting endangered?
When you go out and you consistently don't catch them or don't see them, yeah. So you sort of know there's something that's been going on.
What made you want to help preserve these fish?
Well, I think it's just something we owe our younger generation. Like, we don't want to see anything that's extinct. You know, like if it was koala bears or kookaburras or things like that, they'd be a lot more noticeable, whereas fish are less noticeable to most people.
Do you think fishermen like yourself who've been fishing for long times, decades, perhaps even generations, might help in alerting scientists to the health of these rivers and the fish stocks in them?
Most definitely. That's what we hope to do. It's generally the fishermen are the first people to notice changes in the environment that they locally fish in. Yeah, and then I guess the next step is then to actually be able to contact the right people that will take notice of you.
How significant do you think it is that all these groups are working together, the national parks, we're in at the Abercrombie National Park at the moment, Department of Primary Industries Fisheries, and of course, on the ground, volunteer fishers working together?
Yeah, I think it is significant. Like, it's the only way we're going to go forward. DPI have got the scientific knowledge. The parks actually control what goes on within the park. And I guess from our point of view, from an angling point of view, it's great to see, you know, the species continue to thrive in the areas where they should be.
After 3 days of sampling, the team recorded 15 Macquarie perch in this stretch of the Retreat River, the largest of which was 35 centimetres long, but unfortunately none of the juvenile fish they were hoping to find. They think low water levels could be a contributing factor.